playing a tiny desk concert at NPR is a big deal. Cat Stevens, Jackson Browne, and Lucinda Williams are among the names who have performed in front of the book, CD, and record shelves at the All Songs Considered office.
Something wicked this way comes, the likes of which you never known, he'll fight.
All Songs Considered host Bob Boylan and Stephen Thompson conceived of the Tiny Desk concert after leaving a bar show, frustrated they couldn't hear the music over the crowd noise. Here's Boylan introducing the first ever Tiny Desk concert in 2008.
So we're going to videotape this for our blog, and maybe it's the start of something and maybe it's not, but we're certainly glad to have Laura Gibson here today. Thank you for doing this.
Up with the sunrise, you'll be staring out through the window on the day.
Almost 7 years later, the series has over 400 performance videos on its website. Boylan had no idea.
I never really thought that it would go much beyond a little novelty thing that we did now and again.
The name Tiny Desk Concert is a double entendre that references Boylan's old psychedelic band, the Tiny Desk Unit, and that artists literally play at his desk. He says the series was a success from that first video.
The series spoke to people. The moment we put Laura Gibson online in a video form, the reaction we got to that very video, because of its intimacy, connected on a level I didn't really expect.
You'll be the first to spin your story. I'll be the last to let you go. Tell me you'll always go.
Fast forward 7 years through concerts by Pat Benatar, T-Pain, Trey Anastasio, Nickel Creek, Nico Case, Lyle Lovett, Wilco, Steve Earle, and hundreds more, and add a twist.
Yes, there's a contest, and wonderful, there's going to be a winner. But the most important, wonderful thing is for people and friends to get together and make something. That is, you know, that's the value of art. It's the value of community. And so that's what we wanted to inspire.
Juneau-based musician Marion Call, who also happens to be a KRNN DJ, couldn't agree more. Call, the Woolpullers, who we're listening to now, and George Kuhar performed at a house concert in Juneau where three video entries were recorded for the contest.
I'm anti-contests in general, but I felt like this one both had a good prize, a good mechanism, and was good for everyone, even in the entering. You know, it wasn't exclusive, it wasn't dangling money, it wasn't dangling a record contract. It was just about, you know, performing in a venue that all of us have always wanted to perform in, right? But then, even better than that, they gave us an excuse to create our own space that felt like a Tiny Desk concert and claim it, you know? So now 5,000 people have claimed a little stake of their own Tiny Desk world, and I think that's exactly the best possible outcome. More art was born.
A Sleep Mute and Anchorage-based musician named Emma Hill also made some new art.
One of the very first videos I watched was a woman named Emma Hill, and she did a song about Denali. She did a song just dedicated to her home, you know, and the thing that she loves, and it's a beautiful song. She did with a banjo player who had the most fantastic-looking banjo. It was like this refraction paper, psychedelic-looking banjo. They both sat on little tiny chairs but next to a little tiny table, and it was delightful. I loved it.
Boylan will announce the winner on NPR's Morning Edition tomorrow. He says the choice was difficult and meant a lot of long nights at the Tiny Desk reviewing videos. Ultimately, he says the winner's talent and charisma is undeniable. But who really cares about winners? It's about the creation of new art, right? In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.
The best in Costa Rica.